It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. About 365,000 people in Colorado have received a first dose of the coronavirus vaccine. Just over 80,000 have received their second dose. But Dr. Anuj Mehta with Denver Health and National Jewish Health says a small percentage of people who get vaccinated can still get the virus.
That's true of any vaccine. Nothing is 100% effective. For both vaccines, we have some early data suggesting that the vaccines should reduce asymptomatic transmission. That means if you get vaccinated, it's unlikely that you can pass it on to somebody else. But we don't know that for sure.
The state has settled with a company that allegedly inflated the prices of masks and made false medical claims. Denverite's Maggie Donahue has more.
The Denver-based company Nationwide Medical Supply, Inc. reached a $70,000 settlement with the state on Monday. Attorney General Phil Weiser says the company marketed and labeled their protective masks and respirators with misleading or false information.
It is not okay for companies to take advantage of buyers who need this equipment by marking it up unreasonably. It is not okay to tell people that you're selling them something when it's actually something different.
Nationwide's allegedly false claims included statements about the effectiveness of equipment and false labeling of masks as FDA and CE approved. The state also found that the company inflated the prices of some masks sold to, quote, medical and government purchasers during the pandemic. Nationwide denies the allegations. I'm Maggie Donahue, Denverite.
First-term U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper is about to participate in the impeachment trial of former President Trump. Hickenlooper has joked that he doesn't like long meetings, but CPR's Caitlin Kim says he does support this process.
He says this is the legislative branch of government doing its job, providing a check and balance to abuses by the executive branch. You know, no person, including a president, is above the law, and he thinks Trump needs to be held accountable for his part in the assault on the Capitol.
The trial is expected to start in 2 weeks. Two of Colorado's Democratic House members will help present the case for conviction. The Colorado Symphony Association has received an anonymous donation that will let it pay musicians and staff sidelined by the pandemic. The symphony says the $2 million donation will also help it continue to offer full health coverage for employees through June. It accounts for nearly half of what the organization has raised since last summer. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.